With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hurricane Beryl has moved into the Gulf of Mexico and is taking aim at the South Texas coast after battering Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Jack Bevin, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says after reaching Texas, Hurricane Beryl will skirt along the Gulf Coast states.
Once it makes landfall over Texas, the system will probably turn northward, pass through eastern Texas and across the northern Gulf Coast states in the Mississippi Valley. It'll be weakening as time goes along. And then sometime middle of next week, it will merge with a frontal system over the Mississippi Valley, and that will be the end of Beryl.
State and local officials in Texas have urged coastal residents to be prepared for possible storm surge, flooding, heavy rain, and high winds. Some Texas cities called for voluntary evacuations in low-lying areas prone to flooding. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a mass shooting at a birthday party in northern Kentucky that's left 4 people dead.
A shooting at a home leaves 3 young adults dead in Florence, Kentucky, as well as the mother of a young man who was celebrating his 21st birthday.
We've never dealt with this before.
The police chief in Florence, Kentucky, emotional.
Everybody was at the house. It was for a 21 birthday.
Chief Jeff Mallory on WCPO-TV says they don't think the gunman, 20-year-old Chase Garvey, was invited. He fled after the shooting. Police gave chase, which is when Garvey ended his life.
Shot himself with the gun that he had and then crashed his vehicle.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Democratic Party has not fallen in line behind President Biden, even after the events that were set in to reset his imperial campaign and show everyone he wasn't too old to be president 4 more years. 10 days into the crisis moment of his debate with Donald Trump, there's a standoff that doesn't appear to be dying down anytime soon. This is SRN News. Christians talk about perception. SRN's Michael Harrington.
Lifeway Research has released a new poll that indicates 53% of believers think most Americans have a positive perception of Christians. However, the survey also finds that 69% of Christians fear that the country's perception of them is gradually getting worse. And why might that be? 2/3 of believers say the perception of Christians is getting worse because more and more Americans are quitting the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Oklahoma top education official is ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons for grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issued a memo to school superintendents across the state last month. The directive is the latest effort by conservatives to try and incorporate religious values into public schools that are becoming increasingly chaotic. Walters, who was elected in 2022, says he intends to fight woke ideology in the schools as a central theme of his administration. This is SRN News. Receding floodwaters have allowed some Wisconsin residents to go home.
Authorities say people living downriver of a Wisconsin dam that was breached by floodwaters have now been allowed back into their homes following an evacuation order. Many, though, face the mess of cleaning up flooded basements. Manitowoc Police Chief Jason Severson says the dam along the Little Wolf River was breached Friday afternoon by rain-driven floodwaters. It had eroded an estimated 50-foot-wide portion of the dam. Jason Walker reporting.
Air travel is getting more miserable. That's the verdict from travelers based on the number of them who filed complaints with the government last year. The Transportation Department says it received nearly 97,000 complaints last year, up to about 86,000 the year before. The department says that there were so many complaints, it took until July to sort through the filings and compile the figures. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.